News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's see if we can provide some helpful information for those of you who are still trying to make your minds up. We've assembled a range of independent experts, as we mentioned. First, we're going to look at the law and what will happen if there's a yes vote or if there's a no vote tomorrow. Conor O'Mahony is a constitutional law lecturer from UCC. Conor, let's start with the situation legally if the amendment is defeated.
Good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
So, if the amendment is defeated in the referendum tomorrow, then the implication of that is that the Eighth Amendment will remain in place and the position regarding the termination of pregnancies will remain as present, that it will only be legally permissible to terminate a pregnancy in the event that the mother's life is at risk. And that could be from a medical risk, or it would also include where there is a risk that the mother will commit suicide if she can't access the abortion. And so that's the position under the Eighth Amendment, and that is set out in the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act of 2013. There's a 14-year penalty, potentially as a maximum sentence for both the woman and the doctor in the event that they seek to carry out a termination. And there is no wriggle room beyond that. So
okay.
If the Eighth Amendment remains in place, it won't be possible to extend those grounds.
The status quo. If there is a yes vote, things won't change overnight.
Not overnight. So I mentioned the 2013 Act. And so in the event that the Eighth Amendment is repealed, tomorrow the vote is only on the Eighth Amendment, which provides the constitutional framework within which the Oireachtas may legislate. So in the event that it is a yes vote, the Eighth Amendment will go, but the 2013 Act will remain in place up until such point as the Oireachtas manages to muster the votes to pass something to replace it.
Okay, so talk us through that process. I mean, we do have a fair idea. If there is a yes vote, we have a good idea of what the legislation will be like, the new legislation for abortion.
Well, so the government has proposed legislation and has given us the outlines of what that legislation might look like. But ultimately, that will need to be introduced into the Dáil. It will need to go through the various stages in the Dáil, including the full debate in the chamber committee stage, and will need to be voted on in the Dáil. It would need to secure a majority there. There will be the opportunity for amendments to be tabled, and then the same process will happen again in the Seanad. And so that legislation that the government has currently proposed will only become law in the event that it gets the votes. And of course, at the moment, because of the fact that you have a minority government and the fact that you have a free vote in a number of the parties, there are no guarantees of what is currently proposed will be what will eventually actually find its way into law.
Okay, and it looks like it was certainly at the end of the year, by the earliest, before this new legislation will be in place. Presumably, Conor, the fact that if we have the referendum, we are having the referendum, if there's a yes vote and this legislation is brought through and passed by the Oireachtas, I'm presuming there can't really be any constitutional challenge to that legislation, given that the people have spoken in the referendum, or am I wrong?
It's not exactly correct, Shane. So the thing about the referendum, what we are voting on is putting in place a provision which would state that the regulation of the termination of pregnancies is a matter to be provided for by law. In other words, it's up to the Oireachtas. Now, that would certainly give the Oireachtas a very wide wriggle room to decide what that law should look like, but it wouldn't necessarily make the law completely immune from constitutional challenge. So you're dealing with an issue where the Oireachtas would have to balance, on the one hand, the rights of the mother against, on the other hand, the rights of the unborn. And in that situation, the Oireachtas would be afforded a lot of latitude by the courts. But were it to strike the balance entirely in one way or the other, so were a very conservative Oireachtas to enact laws saying that there could never be a termination of pregnancy, certainly there would be scope to challenge that. Equally, if a very liberal Oireachtas were to say that there would be no possible limits on abortion, again, there would be scope to challenge that. But if you have laws that land somewhere in the middle of that spectrum, then certainly it would be very unlikely that any court would strike it down. But
okay.
That's not to say that there wouldn't be challenges and that people wouldn't try.
Okay, Conor, just before we go, a text has come in from Vinnie in Selbridge. Can you ask your expert, if there's a yes vote and the Eighth Amendment is repealed, can the government make further changes to the law in the future without a further referendum? In other words, could they change the 12-week proposal to 16 weeks or expand the criteria without a vote of the consent for the people? I'm presuming the answer to that is yes, because the Eighth Amendment will be gone.
Yes, and in fact, the replacement provision that would be put in instead of the Eighth Amendment is designed to do exactly that, namely to give the Oireachtas the power to decide on these matters. So in the event that there is a yes vote, it will be open to future governments and up to the Oireachtas ultimately to decide whether to take the 2013 Act, the current proposals, and to make those more liberal, more restrictive, depending on the political moods of the moment.
OK, Conor Romani, Senior Lecturer in Constitutional Law at UCC. Thanks indeed for talking to us this
morning. The question we're being asked tomorrow is, should Article 43.3, also known as the Eighth Amendment, be removed from our constitution and replaced with text that allows the Dáil to legislate in the area of abortion? So what will happen in the case of a no vote or a yes outcome? Sean Defoe, our group political correspondent, is with us. Sean, what are the major parties' stance just on repealing the eighth? Just remind us, as if we didn't know at this stage.
Well, all the major parties are supporting a yes vote in the referendum and are supporting repeal. The only political party that's the exception to that is Renew, who are supporting a no vote. But of course, there's dissenters in each of the parties, particularly in Fianna Fáil. They're quite split on it, and both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have a free vote on the issue, so the TDs can go whatever way they like according to their conscience. Sinn Féin's position at the moment is that they support a repeal of the Eighth Amendment, but can't support the 12-week aspect in the legislation afterwards because it hasn't been passed by their Ardesh yet. They're having an Ardesh on the 15th and 16th of June where that motion is going to be put, and the party leadership are confident that they will then be able to support those measures.
Is there likely to be a battlefield that the Dáil will become the battlefield for the abortion issue after the referendum if it is repealed?
Yeah, if there is a yes vote, then there are certain TDs, I think the likes of Mary Butler, Matty McGrath, who said they're going to fight the legislation all the way if it does come to that sort of a point. So as Conor was saying there beforehand, once it gets into the Dáil, there's amendments that can be put to it. There's changes that are likely to be attempted to be made at least, and has to go through the full rigours of the Dáil and Shannon. And it's very rare that a lot of bills would get through that without some sort of amendment at least. So there will be challenges put down to it. The arithmetic in the Dáil, if Sinn Féin do vote to support the 12 weeks, it will probably get through the Dáil. But at the moment, the Shannon is a bit more unclear just because of the amount of senators who at the moment are undeclared and what they think of the actual measures themselves.
Okay, if the what happens, by the way, there's a texter text this question in some time ago. What happens if the amendment is passed and then the government falls before the enactment of the new legislation?
So if the government was to fall, then the legislation would be kicked into the next Dáil. So next Dáil and Shannon, obviously the next Oireachtas there, it would have to be picked back up there by the government of the day, but
it would become an election issue then as well.
It would, of course, become an election issue, yeah. And I mean, it's one that people have been talking about for the last 8 weeks. It's one that would definitely be an issue among politicians. And if there was an election, it would probably change the tone of the debate entirely. But when you look at the different party leaders, Mary Lou McDonald, Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar, have all said if they were in government, they will bring this legislation forward. So if it goes, it's unlikely to be dropped.
And finally, very briefly, do you get the vibe from the various political parties that are just hoping and praying that this is finally resolved once and for all, either one way or the other?
Yeah, I think a lot
just
of them
don't want it anymore.
Exactly, they just want it to be gone and not to be dealt with. And there's some who just don't want to have to touch it with a barge pole after it does come in. I mean, Fianna Fáil, if they were in government, don't want any part of this because of the split in the party. So a lot of people looking forward to Saturday when they'll know one way or the other.
All right, Sean Defoe, Communicore's group political correspondent. Thanks very much for that.
Okay, what will happen medically depending on how you vote in this referendum? To discuss this, we're joined by Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor with the Medical Independent. Priscilla, just start by telling us the situation legally with regards abortion in Ireland.
Currently, abortion is illegal in Ireland except under very limited circumstances where there is a substantial and real risk to the life of the mother, including the risk of suicide under the provisions of the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act. Outside of these circumstances, a woman who accesses an abortion in this country faces 14 years in prison. The same penalty applies to a medical practitioner or anybody who actually assists a woman in procuring an abortion in Ireland.
Do we know how many terminations are carried out here in this country under that legislation, the Protection of Life and Pregnancy legislation?
Yes, under the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act, which came into being in 2013, about 25 to 26 terminations of pregnancy are carried out annually. Termination of pregnancy can include delivery of the baby if it has reached viability, which is around 23 to 24 weeks. 2016 is the last year that we have figures for, and 25 medical procedures were carried out under the Act that year. Eight of those were arising from a risk of physical illness, one arose from a risk of suicide, and 16 were from emergencies arising from physical illness. Separately, in 2016, we know that 3,265 women from Ireland travelled to the UK for an abortion and provided an Irish address. Using the statistics from the UK Department of Health, we know that about 168,705 women have travelled since 1980 to 2016 to the UK for an abortion. And combined with data on Irish women travelling to other countries for an abortion, we know that over 170,000 Irish women have travelled abroad for an abortion since 1980. We also know that the abortion pill is used illegally in Ireland. And while we don't have data for that, obviously, the Health Products Regulatory Authority says that over 6,000 abortion pills have been seized in Ireland over the last 10 years.
Okay, let's look ahead to the outcome of tomorrow's referendum. If people vote no from a medical point of view, I presume that's no change, basically.
Yes, nothing will change. The Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act will remain in place and only abortions coming under its limited provisions will be permitted.
Okay, if they vote yes, things don't change overnight.
No, in the event of a yes vote, the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act will remain in place until any new legislation is passed. The 8th Amendment would be removed and it would be replaced with an enabling provision stating that provision may be made by law for the regulation of termination of pregnancy. Now, under the published government plans, terminations would be accessible within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Without limit, a woman would seek a termination from a medical practitioner, which could be a GP or an obstetrician or a gynecologist. Those details have to be worked out. But the government has said that its preferred option would be a GP provided service for the abortion pill up to 12 weeks. Under this, then, the medical practitioner would have a legal obligation to discuss the woman's options with her. A 3-day waiting period would be enforced. And after that, an abortion pill would be administered to a woman under supervision. After 12 weeks and up to 24 weeks, it has been proposed that abortion would be permitted under certain circumstances. So if there was a risk to the woman's life or a risk of serious harm to the health of the mother, and two doctors would be asked to determine if an abortion should be permitted in those circumstances. Terminations would not be carried out beyond viability, so that would be around 24 weeks. Abortions would also be available if there had been a diagnosis of a fatal fetal abnormality. But as we know, that are just the published details and the legislation would have to go through various processes, so details could change.
The two doctors in this scenario, though, that would have to, I suppose, give clearance for the termination to go ahead. We're not talking about two GPs there, though, are we? Does one of those have to be an obstetrician?
Well, under the government plans, it just says two doctors would be asked. Generally, it would be an obstetrician in that particular case. So as we know, the plans say up to 12 weeks unrestricted abortion access, likely to be via an abortion pill, and up to 24 weeks then in limited circumstances. And those circumstances would have to be set out in legislation. And two doctors would be asked to determine if an abortion should be permitted. Currently, under the Protection of Life Act, two doctors have to see if the termination would be permitted in the risk of physical risk to the woman, and if it's a case of a suicide risk, it's currently three doctors who are asked to assess the situation.
Okay, thanks indeed, Priscilla Lynch, a clinical editor with the Medical Independent.